Has diabetes affected any decision on whether or not to have children?
No, I mean, I suppose me being one of these people who analyses everything, I've always wondered whether it would be an implication, because I know for some people it can be, or you certainly have to be a bit more cautious once you become pregnant in terms of checking your blood sugars a lot more and all that kind of thing. But no, it's not something that's stood in our way. You know, we'd like children.
In what ways do you think your life might have been different if you hadn't had diabetes?
I suppose hindsight is a wonderful thing. I always think that diabetes hasn't particularly influenced what I've done. Although saying that, I suppose at the back of my mind, you know, when you see things like the current Thailand disaster, you know, I sort of think, oh, wouldn't it be nice to go out there and help out? And I mean, my natural style probably is that I don't think I naturally would, just because I don't think, I don't know, it's just not really me. I'm more the sort of person that would try and do some help over here if it was appropriate or whatever. You know, I'm not into the let's nip out and get our hands dirty, because it's just not my style. But I don't know whether that subconsciously has also, because, you know, at the same time, I would be thinking, well, I'll just be a hindrance because I'm diabetic, and someone's then going to have to worry about me rather than worrying about the job in hand. And I don't know whether that's an excuse or whether that's actually because I am concerned about it. Probably a bit of both and, really. Yeah, and the other thing I suppose that's relevant is that over the years when I've had odd treatments, so for example when I had my wisdom teeth out, whereas most people would just go in for a local anaesthetic, I've gone in the night before and had to have a drip and all of that, just because they monitor you more because I'm diabetic. Similarly, I recently had to go in hospital, and again I went in the night before, whereas most people would have had the treatment done as a local anaesthetic. So that's happened about three different times. I think I had a cyst behind my ear when I was at school, and again I had to go in the night before rather than just have a local anaesthetic. So that's just something that seems to happen because I'm diabetic.